Hi everyone, this will be about Braille and Braille in general and why I find Braille really helpful on a day-to-day basis. Firstly though, I'd be really lost without Braille because I wouldn't have a job because, as I said previously, I teach Braille. I teach Braille to children and young adults with visual impairments, and a lot of them also have things like autism or learning difficulties or cerebral palsy. On top of their visual impairment. I love teaching Braille. Originally, I was teaching touch typing and access technology. And then about 6 months ago, my sight really deteriorated to a point where I was struggling to teach touch typing, where mainly the problems were I couldn't see where the learners were putting their fingers, if they were putting their fingers on the right keys, if they're doing the positionings right, for example. If they were looking at the keys, I couldn't see that. Not that I could see if they were looking before, but I had a better idea of where their head was. I could see if they were slouching, and that sort of gave me a good idea whether they were looking at the keys or not. And now I can't see that at all. I can't even see them sitting next to me, so I've no idea whether they're trying to look or not. So my line manager suggested that I switched over to Braille teaching, and I find that much easier. At the time, I was doing a little bit of Braille teaching as well, so she just suggested that I swapped all my classes from touch typing to Braille. Well, we're different learners, but yeah, so I find that much easier, as I said. I also use it, I also used to use magnification with speech, because I am a visual learner and I have an auditory processing disorder, which means I can hear fine, but my brain finds it difficult to process the sounds that it hears. I find relying on a speech engine really difficult sometimes, especially if in a crowded environment, like in a classroom or an office situation. So I like the visual backup. And also I found that my spelling has gone downhill since I lost my sight and not able to get that visual backup from magnification. And so I started using a Braille display to give me the visual backup, which I'm finding really, really useful. And I use that on my paired with my iPad and my iPhone, and I use it alongside JAWS on my work computer as well. And yeah, I find that really, really helpful. So I'd be lost without that if I didn't have that to help me get that much needed visual backup. Soon I've been asked to, well, I help out at a summer camp for young girls, and each summer for a week each summer. And this year I've been asked to sign the girls on the bus, on the coach as they come, as they get on the coach to go to the camp, because I'm going to be the only leader that gets on the coach. So they need somebody to sign the girls off, like a bit like a register. And so yes, I could do that. Record all the information that I need, but then it would be a real hassle trying to go listening to recordings, getting the names. How do I then, tick off, a name? Or if I need to ring somebody because they haven't turned up, I will then have to go through a list of, 9, 10 people before I get to the number I want. So being able to write the information down in Braille would be really helpful, and I'm going to put each name and contact detail on an individual piece of Braille paper, and then I'm going to fold once the name of the person has been called in there, everything's fine. I'm going to turn, like, fold a corner of the paper, that piece of paper over, so that sort of symbolises a mark to me, and I need some way of connecting it, the pieces of paper together, maybe a hole punch each piece and then thread a treasury tag through or something. I haven't quite thought that far ahead yet, but I think that's probably what I'll do. But yeah, I think so. That kind of thing would be really helpful to me to have. In that instance, Braille is the most easiest and best way that I can think of. I also I go to church and I have all my all the songs I can sing with everybody else because I have Braille hymn books, and the church paid for them, which is really kind of them, and so they're the exact copy of the print book that they have, so all the numbers that can be found. And again, that really helps me join in, because if they're just on the screen, then I can't read the words, but if I've got the words in front of me in Braille, then I can sing like everybody else, which is great. And I also have the whole entire Bible in Braille. Yes, it does take up a whole wardrobe, but it's comes in individual books of the Bible, or some of the books of the Bible are together, but say like the main Gospels are in the individual books. So in things like house groups, when we're studying a specific book, I only need to take that one book along with me, which is good. And sometimes in church, they'll tell me which book we'll be reading from in the sermon, so I can take that book along with me. So yeah, I would be completely lost without Braille if it ceased to exist. Just my thoughts about Braille.